Becker. Hey. Come on. This way. We gotta get this guy. Come on.
Hey! 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 So that was the first big weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz, and again no one wins a big cash prize. Later I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then even go and make fun of her. Shouldn't have bothered.
Are you the man?
Then on Friday night we went through the arches.
Are you the man?
There was only one car going, so someone had to get the train. We got through quite late, and went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting in the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night, everyone was nice, and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. We wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't want to look at it, so we left and got a taxi back to Morax Flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and tried to keep everyone else up. So that was the first big weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz, and again no one wins a big cash prize. Later I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then I even go and make peace with her. Shouldn't have bothered. Then on Friday night, we went through to the Arches. There was only one car going, so someone had to get the train. We got through quite late and went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting in the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night, everyone was nutted and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. When the club finished, we wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't like look at it, so we left and got a taxi back to Morag's flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and tried to keep everyone else up. Then at 10 o'clock in the morning we went downstairs to buy some drink. We had intended to watch the football in the afternoon, but we passed out by then and slept right through it, awaking to find that English had won 2-0. Then we had to get the train home, had a few in the station bar. We had some stuff left for the previous night's supply, so when we got home we decided to go down to John's Indie Disco. Same story as Friday, lots of hugging, lots of dancing, etc, etc. We couldn't sleep again, so we went to the park to look at the town, taking a detour through the play park. To get in, we had to climb over a 10-foot steel fence, which resulted in severe bruising in our hands, legs and groins. We had a good laugh at this stuff, especially when the was really then we walked through the waste and looked at the town. It was a big disappointment for the mist on the ground. Then we watched these young girls in swimsuits have a water fight in the street. We went up the pub about 10. It was busy for a Sunday night. Lots of people we know, including my first ever girlfriend, who I still find very attractive, quite frankly, but I didn't really speak to her. She's probably still a bitch anyway. Our friend Gillian was there. I had a chat with her. She was still quite pleasant. At the same time, I watched Malcolm make some terrible attempt to try and chat up a girl we know called Joe. He made some remark about a skirt that was barely there the previous night or something.